This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Giving music as well from Makwa, Inamba. Beautiful song from Makwa called Inamba. And this is with TLT, Kid X, and Questa on that. Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And as promised, I'm joined on the line by renowned award-winning music producer, songwriter, and artist, a pioneer, and a household name in the South African hip-hop scene. The only one that we call a Makwa, man, with a brand new single out. He joins me to share all about it. And he's a new artistic direction. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Makwa. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm okay. How are you?
Man, I'm great, man. Thank you so much for taking your time to join me on the show, my brother.
Hi.
Hola, brawak. So look, man, I mean, as a hip-hop artist and DJ, I always get excited when I have someone who believes in the movement join me on the line. But I have to ask, you know, as a creative who dabbles in other genres as well, what is it that you love about hip-hop that keeps pulling you back, Makwa?
Well, I wouldn't say I do hip-hop.
Mm.
Yeah, because obviously the artists who I work with mostly, they are like rapping and stuff, but I don't do hip-hop. Mm. I personally believe that I do umzongongo.
Umzongongo.
Yeah, for me that's like, you know, Sauta, like indigenous sound.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just that the people that I get on these beats, they are rappers.
Mm.
So most people will look at it like, okay, this is hip-hop. But for me, no, it's mzongongo.
All right.
Kind of like Kwaito, you know, something that's out there.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to actually just, you know, lay out and explain what is mzongongo.
Yeah, mzongongo, it's a South Africa sound. You know, when the bassline goes like song, gong, 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 that's mzongongo, actually.
All right.
It's on their strata.
It's on their strata, brawak.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I mean, let's speak about that. I mean, this year alone, you have dabbled in, as you say, a number of genres here and there. But how important is it to be versatile as a creative?
I think being versatile, like, opens a lot of doors for you as an artist, producer, or in any other type of space in the entertainment industry. When you are versatile, you can be everywhere. You can make money in a lot of spaces, you know, as opposed to just doing one thing.
Sure.
Yeah, I believe every producer or artist, they must be very, very versatile.
No. Makes
sense.
Don't
just stick on one thing.
Yeah, no,
but
makes
problem
sense.
Is you're not gonna master one, you know, so yeah, you must let go of mastering that one specific thing. Just do everything.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. And
yeah.
I mean, you've done
it's
it
like
again.
Like how Maphorisa does.
Yes.
Maphorisa does everything.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. And it has worked for him. You can't box him in one genre or anything. He has worked in a number of genres, and it has worked for him as well. So I hear what you, which direction you're taking. All right. So, I mean, and yet you have done it again, created a bridge between house music, hip-hop, and Kwaito. Something, you know, never, something people have never heard before. Right, as we mentioned, kaumzongongo, right? But when you go to these other genres, are you going, you know, to push the limits, or you just want to show that everyone must not box you?
Well, I wouldn't say I want to show everyone that they must not box me. Like, I love music in general.
Sure.
If Jonas Kwangwa can say, come, let's do jazz, I'll be there.
Wow.
If Spikiri say, come, let's do Kwaito, I'll be there. If Kabza say, come, let's do Amapiano, I'll be there. If Elaine says, come, let's do R&B, I'll be there.
Ah, nice.
So it's just for the love of music.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now let's speak about your latest release, you know, Umguzumbani, Wesama, making waves in the streets. Congratulations on that, my brother. But before we go any further, Emuna, what is Umguzumbani?
Umguzumbani basically means, like, something huge, like into a tona, like a big thing in Tengkulu. Yes.
Oh, yeah, no. Because we've been playing this jam and I've been wondering, when are we having Makwa? Because we don't even know what is Umguzumbane, but we keep calling it Umguzumbane Wesama. So we don't even know what to expect this summer. What is Makwa saying to us? Something, now you're saying something big this summer is happening, if I'm getting it correct, you know?
Yeah, it's like a huge summer.
All right. A huge summer. I love that. Yeah. I love that. Thank you
for that. Summer.
Yeah, no. It's summer in Kulu. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. So, I mean, you've worked side, alongside Abu Quest and OV. Why were these the right people you felt would suit the direction of the sound?
I believe, you know, when you grow up in the hood.
Sure.
For me, it's more about the culture, you know, than getting someone who fits in. I mean, there are a lot of great artists out there, but my main thing is culture.
Yeah.
It's like getting, you can't get a white person to direct a black people movie or a series, you know.
I hear you.
Yeah, for me, it's more about culture than being a good artist. It's more about culture.
Nah, most definitely.
So the gents, me and the gents, we basically grew up the same.
You grew up the same, huh?
Yeah, we grew up the same. Oh.
Oh, okay. So that's the direction, or Kichamajita, that understand the direction and the vision. Now I hear you, my brother.
You see, like, for instance, I would say, like, Likompo. You actually need to get, like, Limpopo chance to do Likompo for you.
100%.
That's when they'll get it right.
100%.
Yes.
No, most definitely. My brother Makwa, thank you so much for taking your time, man, to join us on the show. Really do appreciate you. But as we wrap up, what would you like to say to your fans, the people that actually have been supporting Makwa as a brand, Makwa, you know, as he's been giving us hits after hits?
One thing I'd like to say to my supporters is that I'm nothing without them. Mm. And they must keep on supporting me, and I'll keep on delivering good music.
Short, sweet, and
And thank you for their support.
Most definitely. Thank you so much again, my brother. Have yourself a fantastic day. Now we are about to jam to Isama Enkulu Mguzumbana right now.
Yes.
Most definitely. Yes. Peace, my brother.
Okay, thanks.
Oh yeah. That was Makwa there. I'm about to play you his new release. It is called Mguzumbani. He did explain what it means, right? So let's get straight into Isama Enkulu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.